Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1546, The Real Reason You're Addicted to Your Phone, by Avi Itzkovich with nearandfar.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. This is the podcast where I act as a personal narrator for you for free, usually from blogs, sometimes from books, but in either case, always with permission from the websites, every day, including weekends and holidays. I'll keep this intro nice and short for today, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Real Reason You're Addicted to Your Phone, by Avi Itzkovich with nearandfar.com. Do you constantly check your smartphone to see if you've received messages or notifications on Facebook? Does your phone distract you from your studies or work? Do your friends, parents, children, or spouse complain that you are not giving them enough attention because of your phone? You may be addicted to your phone. The smartphone has become a constant companion. We carry it throughout the day and keep it by our bedside at night. We allow ourselves to be interrupted with messages from social media, emails, and texts. We answer phone calls at times when it is not socially acceptable, and we put our immediate interactions with friends and family on hold when we hear that ringtone that tells us a message has arrived. Something fundamental in human behavior has changed. Our sense of phone etiquette and propriety has caused us to get out of whack in our interactions with one another. So why is it that we allow ourselves to be interrupted? Why do we feel it necessary to answer these calls? Maybe the addiction started long before cell phones even existed, with the advent of the phone itself. Albrecht Schmidt speculates in the Interaction Design Foundation Encyclopedia, quote, "This behavior is perhaps rooted in the old model of synchronous telecommunication, where phone calls were expensive and important, which is less true nowadays. Also, before the advent of caller ID, you could not simply return the phone call, as you would not know who had called you unless you actually answered the call. Although technology has changed a lot, some of our behaviors around new technologies are still rooted in an understanding of older technology," end quote. Long before cell phones existed, we began to assign importance to every interaction on our phones because if we didn't act in the moment, we'd miss the opportunity. With smartphones, however, a host of features make the addictive nature of the phone even worse. Smartphones offer variable rewards. Schmidt may have a point, but I believe it goes further. Many smartphone users have never experienced the older technology, and so for these users, there are no such roots to old technology. The truth is that we have become so addicted to our phones that we feel compelled to allow these interruptions, even to the point where we no longer even consider them interruptions. Just like an addiction to gambling and the alluring sounds of slot machines, we addictively react to the sounds our smartphone makes. Some have postulated that the theory of variable rewards could explain what makes us addicted to the digital world of Facebook, Twitter, and the ringtone from a smartphone. Nir Eyal has written about this technology addiction on this very blog, with specific attention to the nature of variable rewards. He describes a study by B.F. Skinner in the 1950s that demonstrated the theory of the variable schedule of rewards. Skinner observed that lab mice responded most voraciously to random rewards. When mice pressed a lever, they sometimes got a small treat, other times a large treat, and other times nothing at all. Unlike other mice that received the same treat every time they pressed a lever, the mice that received variable rewards pressed a lever more often and compulsively. Similar to how mice behave when expecting to receive treats, we eagerly check our phones at the slightest ring or buzz because the dopamine trigger in our brains compels us to answer. The everyday mundane phone messages that we receive frequently throughout the day are akin to the mice's small treats. The big treats are the messages that give us pleasure, a message from a friend, a phone call from a loved one, or that funny video we must see. It's the big treat that is addictive to us, and since we don't know when that big treat is coming, we press the lever compulsively as often as the ringtone calls us. We are compelled to look at the screen and answer regardless of where we are and who we are with. Of course, this mobile device addiction goes further. There's a clear human need for self-expression, and especially self-expression that prompts feedback from others. Our need to immediately share sometimes causes us to forget to enjoy and embrace the moment. This point is illustrated clearly in the YouTube video, "I Forgot My iPhone," an exaggerated but accurate reflection of our social behavior. As social animals, we need human contact for emotional and psychological health. Our mobile devices have enhanced our ability to have that contact. They become a tool important for social interaction. There are solutions to mobile device addiction. There are many causes and effects of this mobile device addiction, which is also an issue with our computers and other communication devices. However, if we learn to manage this mobile device addiction, we can increase our productivity and free up time during the week. It is not only the wasted time that results when we allow ourselves to be interrupted, when staring at the screen, when replying to emails or answering the phone. We also lose valuable time recovering from these interruptions after our attention has been diverted. This has become recognized as enough of a problem today that we are starting to see some technological solutions being developed, including research on context-aware management of interruptions or guidelines for the workplace that could increase productivity. For example, a Loughborough University study recommends a set of guidelines for email usage that will increase employee workplace efficiency by reducing interruptions, restricting the use of email to all messages and reply to all messages, setting the email application to display just the first three lines, and checking for email less frequently. Freeing ourselves from this mobile device addiction will not be easy for many, but there are some technological solutions worth exploring. An Android app called Human Mode allows the user to disconnect from his mobile phone and become human. It allows the user to place phone calls and messages on hold until a time that's more convenient. Jake Knapp's article in Lifehacker, "How I Turned My iPhone into a Simple Distraction-Free Device," describes how a one-week experiment to disconnect from distraction has now become his lifestyle. He makes the point that sometimes we must take serious action to resolve our addictions, but it has always been true that the first step in overcoming any addiction is to admit that it exists. If we identify how the variable rewards of our smartphones are affecting us, we can implement appropriate solutions and break the mobile device addiction. You just listened to the post titled "The Real Reason You're Addicted to Your Phone" by Avi Iskovich with nearandfar.com. Avi is a guest writer on Nir Eyal's website. You can find more about him by visiting the original post linked in this episode description in your podcast app or at oldpodcast.com. I can definitely relate to the idea of variable rewards and how addicting that is, because I've definitely told friends about how emails or texts or notifications are like gifts. That totally summarizes the variable reward theory. When you get a gift or a wrapped box, you have no idea what might be inside. It could be something massive or nothing at all. And we all know how fun it is to open a gift. That's basically what texts, emails, and notifications are. Could be big, even life-changing things, or not much at all. And that variable reward is super addicting. So something to think about today, how addicted are you to your phone? But that's enough for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.